Indonesia's put aside worries about terrorism, street crime and Jakarta's notorious traffic, saying it's ready to roll for the Asian Games in a week's time. Jakarta and Padang in Sumatra are set to host about 11,000 athletes and 5,000 officials from 45,000 Asian countries for the August 18th to September the 2nd Games, the world's biggest multi-sport event behind the Olympics. Indonesia started with less time than most host countries after it agreed to hold the Games when Vietnam pulled out. However, officials say they're ready to take the Games in their stride. 70% of tickets have been sold for the opening ceremony in the capital, Jakarta, next Saturday. A Swiss man's been arrested in Jombri yesterday as requested by the Swiss government for having allegedly cheated an insurance firm in his motherland of 600,000 francs, that's about 20 million baht. 68-year-old Zumbak Christoph was arrested at the Bansarai Lake and Resort under an arrest warrant issued by the criminal court on July the 17th. The Thai Foreign Ministry sought the arrest warrant at the request of the Embassy of Switzerland, which wanted the man extradited to face fraud charges. Whilst the death toll continues to rise on Lombok Island and will rise as rescuers scramble through the rubble, the toll mounts on those that remain to try and rebuild their lives. It's now nearly a week after the 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck the Indonesian island. Damages and loss caused by last week's earthquake in Lombok and Bali are estimated to have reached over $138 million. The damage bill includes over 67,000 homes, 468 schools, 6 bridges and 3 hospitals. The official death toll has now climbed to over 320, with more than 270,000 people forced to flee their homes because of a series of tremors over the past 2 weeks. Two incidents in the south of Thailand yesterday, a woman and her daughter were killed in a ride-by gun attack by two assailants in the Batu district of Narathiwat province yesterday. A woman and her daughter were killed in a drive-by gun attack by two assailants in the Batu district of Narathiwat province yesterday. Eyewitnesses say that the 40-year-old mother and her 18-year-old daughter left home on a motorcycle in the morning to buy foods at the local market. On their way back, two men followed them on another motorcycle. While nearing the village, the pillion rider fired one shot each at the two women, causing their motorcycle to skid off the road. The motives of the killings are being investigated. And insurgents are believed to have shot dead a ranger yesterday morning whilst he crossed the road from his post to turn off an electric lamp on a sheltered bus stop in Patani. The 23-year-old was shot by an AK-47 assault rifle at the bus stop. The roofed bus stop is opposite the post of the 4204 Ranger Company. The company normally turns off the light at night and back on in the morning. Several spent shells from an AK-47 were found in the forest about 50 metres from the bus stop. The latest in the Chiang Mai Doi Suthep judicial housing dispute, the Administrative Board of the Judiciary has agreed to ask the Agriculture Technique Department for the use of a 40-rai plot of land of the Plants Research Centre in Chiang Rai for the construction of a new office of the Region 5 Appeals Court and housing units for its officials. Once the construction at the new location is completed, judges and officials of Region 5 Appeals Court will be moved to the new site and then hand over the existing office building and housing units at the foot of Doi Suthep in Chiang Mai to its rightful owner. Protest by Chiang Mai's green groups and residents earlier this year against the Region 5 Appeals Court's construction project at the foot of the Doi Suthep Hills led to the intervention by PM Prayut Chan-o-Cha, who announced that no one would be allowed to stay at the foothill housing units and that a new solution should be worked out for the judicial officials. And Phuket's been named the second best beach in the world by business publication US News & World Report. Phuket beat Maui, Kauai and Costa Rica in the world standings, according to the report. The magazine says that Phuket continues to win accolades from major international media for its white sands, aquamarine waters and limestone cliffs that attract millions of travellers every year. The winner of the best beach in the world went to Hawaii. You can read the full report at thetiger.com.